PSA, this is Ashley, after recording the whole fucking episode and realizing I should have told you to pull up the Twitter thread to follow along with this story. The Twitter user you're looking for is Gregory88GR3GORY88. Thanks. My friend Jesse, he listens to us on YouTube. He called me once to tell me a story about the time he was in a Dollar General. And he said this was like kind of fresh into COVID happening. Uh-huh. And he said he was there on a Tuesday or something, pretty early in the afternoon, like 3 o'clock, 3:30. So the people that were there were all like the middle, or not middle-aged, but like the elderly women. He said there was obviously a long line because there's the distance that you have to maintain.
Uh-huh.
And he said the line was just like wrapping. And I can't remember, what did he have? Oh, bug spray. He was getting bug spray. That was it. And he said they were obviously like playing their own special playlist over the intercom in the store, like it wasn't a pre-approved one. Because Down With the Sickness started playing with all of these very elderly women in there. And it was not the radio version. Like, it was the very explicit version.
At what store is this?
Dollar General.
Oh,
on a Tuesday at, like, 3 o'clock.
Yeah, definitely someone's phone or something.
Yeah, something's in the water in Dollar General. All right, hold on. One more piece.
I made Ashley a chutney board of,
Is that how you pronounce that word?
How do you pronounce it?
I don't.
I don't. I just avoid it altogether.
I do.
I think it's
honestly in my head, and I'm going to erase this because I don't want people to know this about me if it's wrong. I thought it was charcuterie. That's what it looks like.
We gotta talk to Google on this one. How do you spell it?
I don't even fucking know. No, it's C-H-A-R. T. That's where I'm losing it.
Chutney sounds accurate. Chutney.
That's how you spell it.
Okay.
So in my head, I said charcuterie. Right?
Got it.
That's not the word. No.
I can't see it anymore.
C-U. Okay.
Alright, Google, tell us what this is supposed to sound like. It doesn't even know.
I'm telling you, nobody fucking knows.
Pronunciation. That's looking like a S-H. Tell me, Merriam-Webster. Say it.
Merriam-Webster said,
"Oh, I don't know."
Could our followers please tell us how to fucking pronounce this word?
There's nothing. I'm pressing these play buttons.
I'm telling you, there's no way to fucking say this word.
It's 5 out of 5. Very difficult.
That's what I'm saying. Well, how do you pronounce it? I fucking don't, because it is 5 out of 5. Very difficult.
I can't hear it. It's not. Oh, probably because I'm on the fucking, like, I guarantee it's, like, blasting through the speakers right now.
I really hope so. Hold
on. I'm just gonna stop this.
Alright, back to business. Alright. I'm looking it up on my phone.
However it's pronounced, I think it's, maybe charcuterie sounds like a Pokemon.
I know it does, but that's what I was going off of.
I think it's charcuterie.
It's charcuterie.
Press the play button.
Charcuterie.
I was very close.
Yeah, you're really
good on me.
God, I probably sound like an idiot. Like,
oh no, I believed you. I was like, when I said, is that how you pronounce it? Like, that was me really saying, God, am I learning it? Is this it? Like,
this is the moment.
Because I genuinely didn't know.
4 minutes into our podcast arguing about
how do you say charcuterie. Fun fact, I didn't know how to say Mitsubishi for a long fucking time. That was really? Another one of those words I just avoided.
What did you think it was?
I didn't think it was. Like, I didn't.
You were, like, reading a book and you hit a word that, like, you don't know and your mind just kind of, like, skims over it.
I have a story about this. So, a mutual friend of ours, avid reader, very smart girl, like, very genuinely intelligent. And I remember once that we were speaking to one another verbally, using the English language, and she said the word subtle. And I said, what? What is that word? And she's like, subtle. And then she gave me the definition. And I said, you mean subtle? And she said, no, Subtle! And I taught her in that moment that it's actually pronounced subtle because she pronounced it for so many years and never heard it out loud by just reading.
I say, I have to force myself to say Wednesday instead of Wednesday.
Yeah, sometimes that is hard for me too. Mm-hmm. But Mitsubishi was really kicking my ass. And my ex Ryan had to break it down for me one day. He's like, you can't say that word. And I was like, no, I can't say it. And he used to make me say it so he could laugh at me. And then one day he was like, I'm going to fix this for you. And he had to break it down. And for a while I pronounced it Mitsubishi because I literally could not say the word like in its entirety.
But you know it now though.
Now I know it. But and now I know charcuterie?
Charcuterie.
That's probably wrong.
No, it's charcuterie.
Charcuterie?
K-O-O-T-R-E-E. That's right. Yeah, charcuterie. That's right.
Charcuterie. I'm going to start writing it like that. Welcome back to Crime and the Coconut, a true crime podcast hosted by me, Ashley.
And Amanda. God, we're fucking stupid. Okay.
So good. So good. There's a plate of Chinese chicken in front of me.
It's our charcuterie board.
That's why this whole fucking thing started. I had chicken in my mouth. Anyway. This week is my week, and I think this is episode 2. I'm going to say 20, and it's going to be wrong.
I don't know. We didn't really say last time.
Time has lost all meaning. Anyway, this is an episode. And this one, I'm so excited about. This is not a murder. It's not a serial killer. It's a Twitter thread. It might not.
Wow!
It might not even be real, but it's one of the scariest things I've ever read. It's not Dear David. I will do that at some point.
Oh, okay. I, like, really thought. I thought for sure. That's the only thing I've seen online that literally gave me the chills.
I know. I will be doing Dear David at some point, and I was gonna do Dear David, but then I thought, I knew this story that I am gonna tell, and this story, to me, at least personally, is even scarier than Dear
God,
David.
I have to work tomorrow, Ashley.
The end is a little bit, like, sci-fi, and I don't necessarily believe that this is true, but it, nevertheless, is a very scary story.
Is that it?
Yes. This is called The Greg Thread by Twitter user GR3GORY88. So, Gregory88.
How many lines of text do you have written here?
Literally 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. But that's because I'm going to let the thread do the talking, and I'm just going to go through the thread, like, as it was. These are just notes that I want to bring up before we get into it.
Okay.
So, literally, first line, very creepy, but might not be real? Question mark. And here's the thing. The beginning of it, very well, like, is very believable. There are videos and pictures, too, that I'm going to make you look at and watch.
Oh, no!
Because when I first heard this story cover on a podcast, I did that. And let me fucking tell you, you're gonna shit your pants, dude. Like, some of this shit's fucking scary.
God damn it! Okay, alright.
Even if it's not real, it's scary.
Okay.
So, these tweets on this account spread from October 29th of 2018 to January of 2019. I wrote 2018, but it's 2019. That's only 4 months of tweets, and there have not been any updates since the 16th of January in 2019.
Okay.
There was only about, like, 3 normal, quote-unquote normal tweets before the thread started. So, again, it might be fiction. However, the tweets prior leading up to this story going down and unfolding kind of foreshadowed the thread a little bit. I will tell you the tweets leading up to the thread after I give you the thread. So, here we fucking go. All right, hold on.
I thought we were going to save the scary shit for October.
Oh, this had to be done now. Hold on,
I'm nervous.
You should be, because this shit sucks. No.
Okay, all right, okay. I feel
better.
It's
about shit in the fucking forest.
Okay, that says a lot about my personality. Me being more afraid of ghosts than actual people.
I know. Oh, well, this is something.
Okay. All right.
29th of October, 2018. Something weird is happening in the woods outside my house. I'm going to read this, like, I'm not going to say, like, thread 2 out of 2. Like, no, I'm just going to read it, like, lineage of thought.
Yeah, for sure.
Something weird is happening in the woods outside my house. I don't know what to do. I guess I should start at the beginning. This isn't really my house. It was my grandpa's. but I guess it's mine now. He died a couple of months ago because of some tricky paperwork. I'm apparently responsible for it now. He lived pretty far up in the mountains by a lake. There are a couple of other houses down the road, but they seem like they're empty for the season. I've been here a few days, and it's really pretty, but it's super quiet and chilly. He doesn't give a location for this, I don't think. Maybe he does later. My mom never talked about my grandpa, and I only met him once when I was really young. I think they had a bad relationship, but the few times I asked about it, she got annoyed and changed the subject. So basically, I don't really know what I'm doing here. This guy from my grandpa's estate basically told me the house is mine now, so I came up here to sell it as fast as I can and go home. I guess it's not that easy to just sell a house, especially one in the middle of nowhere. At any rate, I think I'm alone up here, or at least I was. I figured I'd be here for a couple of weeks to get this all handled, and then I'd go home and be done with it. I'm on a break from grad school, so I don't have any other responsibilities at the moment. But now weird things are starting to happen. It started on my third day here. There's a little town about 25 minutes away. I'd gone to get some food and supplies. Sorry. Since I don't know how long I'm going to be staying. When I got back that evening, there was something strange on my door. It was this. I'm going to show you here in a second. Artifact? I don't know what to call it. It was obviously handmade. It was made of sticks and twine and had some small bones tied into the middle of it.
Okay.
It's like Blair Witch shit.
Is your eye okay?
Yes, I have oily skin and it like seeps into my eyes at the end of the day.
Okay.
I'm fine.
All right.
Okay.
It's like a little stick triangle. It's like a stick triangle held together by twine, and there's twine going through the center of it, and in the center twine, there's, like, small bones tied into it.
Yes.
Two.
It's, like, very, if you've seen the Blair Witch, or, like, the Roanoke season of American Horror Story, where all the little, like, twig witch dolls are hanging around, it's very indicative of, like, something like that. He goes on to say, I didn't think too much of it at the time. I figured it was probably a kid from one of the other houses trying to mess with me, so I took it off the door and tossed it into the fireplace. And he's got a picture of it, like, just burning in the fireplace.
Uh-huh.
By the next morning, I'd pretty much forgotten about it, and honestly, I had too much on my plate at the moment to worry about some kid's prank. So I got up that morning, made some breakfast, and went out on the deck with some coffee. I was sitting there drinking my coffee when I noticed something hanging in the tree over the railing. It was another artifact. It was just like the last one, but it had a rock tied to it instead of a bone.
Okay.
And then almost immediately, I saw another one in a tree farther down by the ground. I went down the deck steps to retrieve it, and then I started seeing even more of them. I found a total of 8 hanging in the trees all around the house.
Okay.
Very, like, druidy, witchy-looking twig things.
Very simplistic, though.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. They all had different objects tied to them, bones, feathers, that sort of thing. It was definitely weird, but I was more annoyed than anything, thinking that someone was in my yard decorating the trees with these ugly goth Christmas ornaments. I would decorate my tree with something like that, I'm not gonna lie to you.
Yeah, you totally would.
I think I have things similar to this. Like, I have a little, they're called witch's bells hanging on my front door. And it's twine braided with stones braided through the twine and bells hanging on the end of it.
If I found something like that hanging on my door, I would assume it was you.
It would be me, just so you know. they to me, like, this is, like, I know the story, but even when I was seeing this for the first time, they look like protection things, almost, mm-hmm. to me. Like, little protection charms that, like, all religions and denominations use in some way. Also, if someone was trying to scare me, it was going to take more than some bullshit arts and crafts project to do the trick. I gathered all the artifacts together and burned them like the first one. After I disposed of all the stick things, I took a shower, got dressed, and went back outside to do some basic tidying. The deck and the yard are sort of overgrown and leaves are starting to fall and cover everything. Being a new homeowner is a lot of work, turns out. That was when I did find something that actually did make me nervous. I was raking a corner of the yard when I saw something dark on the ground, off in the trees. I couldn't tell what it was from afar, so I went to investigate. At first I thought it was a blanket, but when I got closer, it looked like a big sweatshirt or a hoodie or something. I didn't want to touch it, but it was obviously clothing of some kind.
Okay.
I looked around and realized it was a whole encampment. There were a couple of old socks, a pair of what I think was underwear, parentheses gross, a few old napkins scattered around, a plastic spoon, and creepiest of all, a beat-up notebook. I flipped open the notebook, but nothing was written inside. A whole bunch of pages had been ripped out of it, so I know someone had been using it. Plus, you could sort of see the shadow of pen marks on the most recent page. I couldn't make out what had been written, though. Anyway, that definitely freaked me out. It was clear someone was camping out on my property and possibly trying to scare me out of the house. I wasn't really sure what to do about it, though. What could I do? I definitely didn't sleep well that night. That was the day before yesterday. The next morning, I sort of expected more weird artifacts to be outside, but I didn't see anything, and the encampment was gone, so I figured it was probably a homeless person passing through or something. I thought that was the end of it and turned my attention back to the house. I realized the house had almost no cleaning products, and I needed to pick up supplies again. I drove into town and picked up some Windex, some spare light bulbs, and some other stuff, then came home. The driveway ends a ways up from the house, and then you have to trek down a path which bends around the side of the house to get in. I was walking around the house when I saw some movement across the yard near a tree. I froze dead in my tracks. Someone was standing under a tree staring at my house. They didn't see me, though, since I was also partially behind some trees, a good distance away. Whoever it was, they were wearing the same dark hoodie I'd seen in the grass the day before.
Depends on the personality slash mood I'm in, but if I saw that, like, if I was in my house and I saw that, I'd be like, oh, that's weird. If I was out there and I made eye contact, I would fucking, like,
book it.
No, I would go ballistic. I'd be like, you think you're crazy. I'm crazy.
You don't know who you're fucking with.
Like, run at them, like, fucking, like.
Oh, my God. As quietly as I could set down my shopping bags next to me and slipped my phone out of my pocket, I managed to take a couple of photos, but the person turned and disappeared into the woods.
Okay. Listen, I have a hypothesis already.
There's no real resolution to this in the end.
Okay.
But I have several, like, thoughts, too. And it coincides with Dear David, so maybe, like, my next episode I'll do Dear David.
Okay.
I stood there for a couple of minutes too nervous to move in case the person came back, but they didn't. So I picked up my bags and hurried inside. I picked up the phone to call the cops, but put it back down because I didn't even know what I would tell them. Someone was looking at my house, like any police officer would take me seriously. And like an idiot, I destroyed all the weird artifacts from before, so there wouldn't even be any evidence. I felt like there was nothing I could do. I was mad at myself and feeling scared all alone in the house, so I locked the doors and left out the back and went down to the lake because I didn't know where else to go. I just knew I didn't want to be in the house at that moment. So he went down to fucking water. That's fine. I walked a ways down the lake shore, then sat for a while looking out at the water. I thought about getting in my car and just going home, but I felt like that would get me into trouble. There's all sorts of property tax stuff I don't understand. I felt trapped. Also, I couldn't decide if I was actually in any danger. When my grandpa died, it took me a couple of months to actually get up to the house, so maybe someone was squatting in the empty house. And now that I'm here, they might just leave on their own accord. It was starting to get dark, so I reluctantly headed back to the house. I walked up the stairs leading to the back of the house, but right before going inside, I got this weird chill. I made up my mind that I absolutely did not want to stay in the house overnight. I decided to go get my car and drive into town to find a motel for the night. The house was all locked up, and I already had my house keys, so I went back around the house and toward the path that led to the driveway. And that's when I saw her, the figure from before, standing right in the middle of my front lawn, staring straight at my house.
Oh, a woman?
Yeah. I froze in place, completely in shock. I was practically right next to her, but it was almost as if she didn't see me. Starting to get a little creepy.
That definitely would have been the ballistic moment for me.
Oh, yeah.
First time, I'd be like, oh, that was weird. Second time, I'd be like,
who the fuck?
Can I help you, miss?
I was practically right next to her, but it was almost as if she didn't see me. Then it hit me. She couldn't see me because she had no eyes. She had no fucking eyes. Just shiny skin over where her eyes should be. And she had almost no hair at all. I wanted to run, but I felt like if I moved even a little, she'd hear me. As quietly as I could... Oh, this is that video.
Okay.
And I'm not saying... Like, it's probably not real, but it's still... Like, it was. I was reading this and I was like... Ah! As quietly as I could, I went for my phone and needed some sort of evidence to show the cops. It all felt like it was happening in slow motion. I feel sick to my stomach as I'm writing this, but I was able to get it on video. My heart is racing just thinking about this. I haven't been able to watch it since I recorded it, but here it is.
Let me see. Ew.
Absolutely not. Okay.
Eat a piece of chicken while you're looking. We cut it out.
Okay.
Chicken is so good.
Another one.
Another one.
DJ Khaled. I'm so happy you picked up on that.
Listen, my meme knowledge is extensive.
My brother.
I just don't verbally say it out loud.
It's something I live with. My little brother, he's 19, and he was talking to me about memes. Like, a YouTuber, I can't remember who, was talking about the difference between memes when we were, like, 16 compared to what memes are today. And he, like, described, like, the lizard meme from back in 2013 and describes memes now. And said something like, all you need is an oversaturated image, put some shadow figures in the back, and then put text on it that says, me and the boys up at 2 a.m. looking for beans.
Yes, listen, r/deep-fried memes. That's all it is. I think it's stupid as fuck, but I know people who love that shit. And again, my knowledge of memes and, like, pop culture, well, not pop culture, I'm terrible at pop culture, but my knowledge of memes is so extensive, but I think it's fucking stupid.
Oh,
so
it is.
People will say something, and I'll be like, oh, I get that, and they're like, oh, you do? I'm like, don't get excited.
It's not a reason to get excited, let's just laugh about it for a second
don't
and move
on. Don't get excited, it's not that funny.
Okay, I'm back around.
Alright.
So, Amanda just watched the video that, like, made me shit my pants because it was nighttime when I watched it.
It was, it looked like a woman.
Yeah.
Really high cheekbones, like, a pretty, like, skeletized face. Bald. And, like she said, her eyes were, like, skin covered. And, she's just standing there and...
You see, like, her profile.
Yeah, her profile. And a couple seconds go by and she turns and looks at the camera and the guy, like...
drops his phone and is like, phone,
my yeah.
So he then says, I ran back around the house and got inside. I scrambled upstairs and looked out my bedroom window at the front yard, but she was gone. Remembering it now, it feels like it didn't really happen, like it was a nightmare or something. I called the cops and explained what had happened. I'm sure I sounded crazy, but they said they'd send someone by the morning to keep my doors locked. So that's where I am now, alone in the woods, freaking out. I know I won't be able to sleep tonight. I feel lightheaded and nauseous. I don't know what's going to happen. I'm scared shitless. Listen, I know this isn't probably real, but I fucking was too.
I'm compiling thoughts to say once you're done. I want the full effect.
So that happened on the 29th of October when this all, like, started, because he's telling you what has happened at this point over the last couple of days. So he tweets that on the 29th and shares that video, and then he doesn't tweet again until the 31st of October.
2 days later.
2 days later. The past couple of days have been really strange. I also have shitty reception up here, so I'm sorry for not updating. They sent a police officer up yesterday morning, but I feel like it didn't accomplish anything. I explained everything to the cop and even took him out to the clearing where I found the stuff, but it was all gone except the notebook. And since the notebook is empty, it was basically useless. I feel like the cop didn't believe me anyway. I showed him the photos I took of the stick things. He said at worst it was counted as vandalism, but without physical evidence of trespassing, they couldn't do anything. Even when I showed him the video, he still acted real skeptical. He kept asking if I knew the person in the video. I think he thought I was pranking him or something. I ended up just getting frustrated. The cop said to call the station if something happened. After he left, I went back and got the notebook from the clearing. Maybe there's a way to figure out what was written on the last page. I don't know. Anyway, the cop drove away. I was alone again. It was so damn quiet up here. All I wanted to do was leave. But I feel like I can't. I'm so far away from home that I can't even invite a friend up here to keep me company. And even if someone did come, it would take them a couple of days. I haven't seen the woman from before, but I feel like she's still out there, and other weird things are happening too. I took a walk around the lake yesterday because I wanted to get a look at the other houses in the area, maybe see if someone else has noticed anything weird. But they're all empty, every house is totally dark, and there are no cars in any of the driveways. I haven't seen a single person at all, except once. Well, sort of. After I came back from my walk, I was out on the deck and saw a boat in the water way off in the distance. They weren't moving, they stayed there all afternoon. I feel like they were watching me.
You know what that reminds me of?
Hmm.
You know that one, I don't know what thread it's on what social media, but the Whistler?
Yeah.
That one, I believe.
I do, too. That one's fucking scary.
Uh-huh.
The internet is a scary place. They actually stayed out there in the same place until it got too dark to see them anymore. Normally, I'd think they were just fishing, if it weren't for what happened the day before. And the fact that all these houses seem empty, where did they come from? The boat was gone this morning, so who knows. I microwaved some oatmeal for breakfast and took it down to the dock near the water. It's weird, but I sort of feel safer down there. The water makes me feel less stressed, I guess. I kind of feel like time goes by faster when I'm at the lake. It's, like, meditative or whatever. Anyway, I was actually starting to feel a little better about everything this morning, if it wasn't for what happened next. I'd finished my oatmeal and I was starting back towards the house when I noticed something in the water. It was in this little inlet by the shore. It was small and white, and at first I thought it was a brightly colored rock, but I wasn't sure. It seemed too round. Can you see it?
Mm-hmm. Down in the middle.
Yep. Probably against my better judgment, I took off my shoes and went into the water to retrieve it. Very creepypasta at this point. It was an eyeball.
Alright.
Yeah. Which, that looks like a realistic eyeball, but it could also just be like a cow's fucking eyeball. So, this has to be from an animal, right? Please tell me this is from a big fish or something. I threw it back in the water and hustled back up to the house. I washed my hands in the sink and then sat on the couch for a long time. I don't know what's going on. I can't believe I picked that up out of the water. I still feel gross. Yeah, don't, like, fucking pick shit up. Like, that's not realistic. Don't pick shit out of the water. And to make matters worse, the boat is back out there. It showed up again this afternoon, and it's just sitting there in the same place as yesterday. Are they watching me from the boat? Here we go. I keep hearing things at night. I stand out on the deck, and I feel like I can hear things moving through the trees. It's probably just deer or something, but I can't help imagining it's something else. I'm sure I'm making it out to be worse than it is. Are deer nocturnal? I see them out on the road sometimes when I'm driving into town. I try not to think about it. But last night it was worse. I heard screams. That sounds so stupid to say, but I don't know what else to call it. I was brushing my teeth and heard something out the bathroom window. I'm sure it was an animal, but my toothbrush was buzzing, so I can't be sure. And then this morning I found the bloody remains of something right in the middle of my yard. It was literal intestines, and they were fresh. I feel like I can't even post something like that on Twitter. Like, is it gonna get flagged if I post it? I don't know what to do. Maybe I can upload it separately and share the link or something. Fair warning, this is pretty gross, so don't look at it if you're squeamish. I'm sure it's an animal, but what did this, and why was it left right in front of my house? So he put an, I don't know how to say it, is it Imgur? Imgur?
Imgur.
Imgur? Yeah. This is what he found in the middle of his yard.
Yep, those look like intestines.
Yep, and here's the thing, like, definitely looks like animal just got it, whatever it is. It's definitely an animal, like, you can tell it's an animal.
Yeah.
But here's what's weird to me.
Sorry, I had to close that window. Bugs are getting in.
There are bees in the intestines.
Bees?
Yeah, can you see them? Meaning that they've been remains for a really long time.
Okay.
So, like, if this is real, somebody, like, brought them from somewhere else and put them in his yard. If it's fake, he brought them from somewhere else and put them in his yard. Or took that picture somewhere else. Yeah, sorry, it's disgusting. Anyway, I scooped it up with a shovel and flung them into the woods a ways from the house. I don't know if bears are up here, but I couldn't leave it. And besides, animal guts are the least of my worries right now. I have other things on my mind. I've been trying to figure out what's written in this notebook from the woods. I've had it for a couple of days, and I can see faint letters, but I can't make them out. A bunch of people replied and told me to do a pencil or charcoal rubbing, but I didn't have anything like that. I found a bunch of pens, but no pencils, so I had to go back into town. It was actually really hard to find charcoal. I finally had some luck at this little hardware store. The box didn't even have a price tag on it, so I feel like it had been sitting on the shelf for years. It seems like people in town are starting to recognize me. I don't like it. I didn't plan on being here that long, but it looks like I might not have a choice. People are nice enough, but it seems like the kind of town where everybody knows everyone, and I definitely don't belong. When I was in the hardware store, these little kids were following me around, giggling and making fun of me. I think they were twins. I couldn't really hear what they were saying, but I'm sure they were making fun of me because little kids are jerks. On the way out of town, I stopped at the grocery store, but they were out of some of the things I wanted. It seems like they're always out of stuff. They've been out of eggs for a couple of days now, so I just got some Pop-Tarts and stuff and left. Anyway, the notebook. I've actually been putting it off for most of the afternoon because I wasn't sure I wanted to find out what the woman was writing in it. I can't ignore it forever. I'm gonna eat dinner, and then I guess I'll try the charcoal. I'll be back in a bit. A bit. Jesus. So I did a charcoal rubbing over the most recent page in the book, like people were telling me to. I'm not sure this is what I was expecting, but it wasn't this. I'm sort of freaking out. And so then he posts the charcoal rubbing. There's another picture if you swipe. It says, over and over again, they took my eyes.
Oh, yeah, it is. It gets, yeah, they took my eyes. They took my eyes.
And just that over and over and over again. What even is this? What the fuck? I feel like I'm gonna throw up. I need to go sit down. What the hell is going on? The first time I was reading this, I was like, yeah, I need to puke too. So that was on the 6th of November. His next tweet isn't until the 9th of November. I called my mom yesterday. I wanted to see if she knew anything about this place. She said I've actually been here before when I was really young. I don't remember any of that. I tried to ask her again why she never got along with my grandfather, but she's so cagey about it. She grew up in a town nearby, and my grandfather didn't move into this house until after my mom left for school. I guess she never really came back. We talked for a little bit, but my reception here is spotty. She asked me if there's still wine in the cellar. I told her there wasn't a cellar, but she said there is. Down in the basement, off to a corner. After she hung up, I went downstairs to look, and she was right. There's a bunch of old antique stuff in the basement, and behind some filing cabinets, there's a dusty little wine cellar. I can't believe I missed it at first. It's full of wine, and some of it is really old. Let me put pictures up. You can tell, like, some of them are newer, but then some of them are, like, very, very
old. I'm gonna say right now, these pictures, so far, are the most realistic looking.
The wine cellar ones, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, they look the most like, yeah. This is my flash phone camera.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Look at how, like, weird that fucking thing is. I don't think he talks about it either, but he might. I can't remember if he does.
I can't tell what it is.
I know.
It looks like a crest of some kind, but... It's like a wooden shield.
Like, it looks like a bird and some other stuff. I don't know. Looks very weird. There were also these weird wooden wine stoppers all over the place. Nightmare fuel.
Ew. Yeah, those are kind of gross.
Not a fan. From the looks of it, it seems like nobody's been down here for a while. Poor guy. And there's, like, dead rats all down there and stuff. Aww. Yeah. And look at some of these bottles. I don't know anything about wine. I wonder if they're any good. Anyway, at least I have a surplus of alcohol down here to take my mind off of how weird things have been lately. And he posts a picture of one of the bottles. It looks like it's a bottle of brandy. Yeah, apple brandy from 1864.
I would not drink that.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. This house keeps surprising me. I keep finding weird shit around the property. Like, there's a collapsed shed in the back, a little ways through the trees. It's not that strange, I guess, but I can't help overthinking everything I see now. And then he put, like, pictures of the... And you can tell everything's, like, very old.
Mm-hmm. Oh, is that, like, a lawnmower or something?
Yeah. A little ways away from the shed, I found this in the middle of the clearing. What is it? It's a fucking bunny statue.
I like it.
It's cute, but it very creepy. Cute.
It's like a little, like, garden gnome.
But a bunny.
Bunny, like, the paint's peeling off and shit.
Mm-hmm. I think he's cute. None of it makes sense, and there's something else I found that I can't stop thinking about. There's so much junk around the house that I'm trying to clean it up, partially because it'll help this place sell faster, but also to keep my mind off of things. I was sorting through some debris and found these old rusty letters in a pile on the ground, partially under the foundation. I could see some nail holes on the side of the house, so I think they were on the house at one point. I know sometimes people give lake houses names. I can't figure out what they might have said, though. I brought them inside and laid them all out on the kitchen floor to see if I could make sense of them. But no luck so far. Maybe someone else can figure it out. Don't worry, he says what they are later.
Other random letters?
Yeah. They were on the side of the house at one point, and he finds out what they were at some point.
Can I decipher?
Yes. While I eat more chicken.
All right, I don't know. Okay.
Okay, I didn't even get the chicken in my mouth.
Are you okay?
Good ass chicken.
I want to say it's three words, but I don't know.
I can't remember.
My Wheel of Fortune skills kicking in.
Mm-hmm. Okay, here we go. Got it. Sorry for not updating in a while. The reception up here is terrible, and I haven't been able to get Twitter to load that often. At least there's a lot of wine in the cellar, so I haven't been too bored. I've mostly been trying to keep busy getting the house in shape to sell. A realtor is supposed to come up here next week to help me formally list it, which is good because I'd like to get out of here. But there's something weird about the town down the road that I can't figure out. I've been getting cabin fever pretty bad, so the other day I drove into town to have breakfast and wander around a little bit to get my mind off of things. I've been mostly trying to keep busy getting the house in shape to sell. A realtor is supposed to come up here next week to help me formally list it, which is good because I'd like to get out of here. There's only one restaurant in the whole town, from what I can tell. I went in there to eat, and the whole experience was sort of bizarre. I'm not sure how to explain it. Anyway, I ordered the Eggs Benedict off the menu. The waitress was pretty chilly, had a pretty chilly attitude about it, but nothing out of the ordinary. But then she brought my food. They totally forgot the eggs on my Eggs Benedict. It was just ham and hollandaise. I called the waitress back and told her she'd forgotten my eggs, and all she said was, "We don't have that." I asked how a diner could be out of eggs, especially early in the day. She just said sorry and walked away. It was so weird. I was confused, so I took a second look at the menu. I realized the description doesn't actually list eggs in the Benedict. And then I realized eggs aren't listed anywhere on the menu, even in the sides. and he posts, like, a picture of the menu.
Oh. Full Irish, Irish bacon, sausage, black and white pudding, grilled tomato, potato, Irish baked beans, served with toast. Benedict.
Not eggs, Benedict. Just Benedict.
English muffin, Canadian bacon, and hollandaise sauce. Florentine. English muffin, feta cheese, and spinach. Crab Benedict. Crab cakes made with our secret, blah, 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 hollandaise. It looks like a legit menu, too.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think I Googled the restaurant because the name of the restaurant is listed at the top of the second page, and mm-hmm. it's a real restaurant. And I believe this is the menu I was able to find for that restaurant. Could be a fabricated image, but I'm just saying. What I still don't think this is, like, a 100% true story, but what kind of a diner doesn't have eggs at all? That might make sense in a vegan restaurant or something, but they can't have meat all over the menu. I can't figure it out. Also, on my way out, there was this family in a booth sort of watching me leave. They were all being really quiet in a sort of obvious way. They had two twin girls with them. I'm definitely not coming back. I was thinking about it the whole way home. There are too many things that don't make sense, and I don't feel any closer to figuring it out. But one thing seems clear, I'm not welcome. When I got home, I found something folded up and wedged in my front door near the handle.
Okay.
Someone clearly wants me gone. It says leave.
It's just like a little piece of white paper, mm-hmm. like folded up multiple times, shoves in the little crack in your door, and then it says capital letters leave.
Yep. It was written on the back of a tag of some sort. I suspect it was that eyeless woman from before. I haven't seen her, but I think she's still out there. And he, like, put a picture of the back of the tag, and it, like, it's got, like, the cleaning instructions. So it's a tag of, like, a bed or a blanket or something. I think something bad is coming. I'm gonna go pop another bottle of wine. I don't know what else to do right now. That is what you do.
I would leave.
I would, too.
I would leave.
Yeah.
I'd be like, oh, fuck my grandpa's house. They can foreclose it. I don't give a shit.
Yeah, I'd file bankruptcy on the house. Like, yeah. Just leave it. I saw something out in the woods today. I've been trying not to spend all my time at the house since I've been cooped up all the time, and it makes me feel crazy. Even though it might not be super safe to be out alone in the woods, it still feels better than being home all the time. God, I can't believe I just referred to that place as home. I've been here too long. Anyway, I was taking a walk today. These woods would be so pretty if I didn't feel like someone was going to murder me out there. I was almost enjoying myself when I stumbled into a clearing and found something strange. There was a single filthy chair overlooking a ledge. I hate when I see chairs in the woods.
Me too. Furniture in the woods is weird.
That fucking suitcase I told you about, that shit freaks me out.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't seem that creepy at first, but I got this funny feeling, so I took out my phone and pulled my Maps app up. And sure enough, the chair was pointed in the exact direction of my house. I was probably a mile away from the house at that point, but it was still weird. It made me feel queasy, and I didn't want to stick around, so I hustled out of there. But I barely walked 30 feet when I found something else, something much worse. I don't even know how to describe it. What the hell is this?
It's like a big boulder with a triangle scrawled on it in, like, charcoal, and it's got little pebbles.
Or shells, I'm not really
shells
sure.
Or something, but it's got a... some kind of animal skull in the middle of it.
Very witchy, druid looking. Yeah. I took a video of it too. It freaked me out, but I was mesmerized by it at the same time. It seemed like every day there was something new, and I'm not closer to understanding any of what's happening or why. I finally pulled myself away and practically stumbled away from the rock. I felt dizzy. I just wanted to go home. I started back in the direction of the house, and that's when I saw her, the woman from before. She was standing up on a hill, seemingly staring at nothing. I darted behind a nearby tree, but luckily I don't think she saw me. I hadn't seen her in weeks, but I knew she was still out there. I took a video from behind the tree. I don't even know why. It's not like it'll do any good, but at least I have proof that I wasn't imagining any of this. And that's the video. Slightly less scary this time.
She's, like, looking down at the ground.
And she's in that, like, giant hoodie he found in the woods.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually she left the hill and disappeared into the woods. Once I was sure she was gone, I left the tree and practically ran home. The whole way back, I kept expecting her to appear again and attack me. I don't understand what she's doing out there. Is she a witch? That sounds stupid. But I don't know how to explain any of this. Those weird stick artifacts and now this thing on the rock, it feels so it feels like fucking witchcraft or something. And who's on that boat I keep seeing out there on that lake? Why is everyone in town so weird? At this point, I just want answers, and I feel like I'm getting close to getting them. I'm just scared of what they might be. A couple days later, December 11th, I found out what those letters spell. The big metal letters he found. I'd basically forgotten about it after finding them outside the house. I put them in the back of the closet and pretty much stopped thinking about them. But yesterday I found something else. There's this little alcove upstairs with built-in shelves and a bunch of old books. sort of a mini library. I was flipping through some of them looking for something to read when I came across this little book about wine. Tucked inside were a couple of old Polaroid photos. They were pretty faded, so it was hard to make out what they were. The first one was pretty unremarkable. It looked just like a bunch of photos of trees outside. The second one was even blurrier. For a minute, I didn't know what I was looking at. But then I realized it was the side of the house and the letters I found on the ground a couple of weeks ago. The photo was super fuzzy, so it took me a second, but I was able to make it out. Deepwater Chapel.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. This is so weird. I've never heard that name before. Was my house a church or something? I spent the afternoon going through all the other books in the library, but didn't find any other pictures. I don't know what to make of this. I'll let you know if I find out anything else. She was here. That woman was in my house. Sorry I'm getting ahead of myself. I can barely type, so I'll try to explain. I was in the woods out back yesterday when it started pouring. It happened really suddenly, and even though I wasn't far from the house, I got soaked anyway. It rained most of the evening. I left my clothes by the fireplace to dry and ended up going to bed early. Or I guess it was today. Anyway, I had this awful dream. Sorry if I'm rambling a bit. I'm still trying to collect my thoughts. In the dream, I was on the deck outside with a bunch of friends from back home. They were all sitting in a circle. My friend Eric was there talking about how creepy the woods were. He was saying how the trees were just big black silhouettes and anything could be out there watching you and you'd never know it. He was sort of freaking me out, but I was trying not to show it. I'm all, I know what you're going to do, and it's not going to work. You're not going to scare me. And Eric sort of narrowed his eyes at me and said, I bet I can scare you. Something about the way he said it made me uneasy, and I was like, all right, very funny. You can stop now. But Eric wasn't smiling anymore. He was just staring back at me. The whole mood seemed to shift at that point. Nobody in the circle was talking anymore, and it suddenly got very quiet. No sound except the wind and the lake down below. Any trace of joking was gone from Eric's face. After a long minute, he slowly cocked his head to the side a bit and said, is there someone here with us right now who shouldn't be? All of a sudden, I was too scared to break Eric's gaze, afraid I'd see something I didn't want to. For a long time, we just stared at each other. Nobody said anything. Then very softly, Eric said, is there somebody watching you sleep right now, Greg? That's when I bolted awake. It was the middle of the night. I was alone in my room, but I had this weird feeling that someone had just been in there. I laid in bed for a minute, too terrified to move, too scared to breathe. And then I heard something downstairs. At least I thought I did. This house is always making sounds, so I couldn't be sure. I hesitated for a second, then crept out of bed, went down the hall, trying to be as quiet as possible. From the second floor landing, I could see the living room and part of the kitchen. Everything seemed normal. I could hear the wind blowing pretty loudly outside, so I figured maybe I hadn't heard anything after all. I tried to calm myself down. I was wide awake at that point and too shaken to go back to bed, so I went downstairs to get a snack or some coffee or something. I walked into the kitchen and then stopped dead in my tracks. There's a door in the kitchen that leads outside, and it was wide open.
That's the only part of the story that's actually scared me so far.
That's scary.
That the way they set up that dream.
That dream is terrifying.
Like, I feel like I was dreaming that. Like, that's very scary.
Yeah. I know I locked it. I lock all the doors every night, and even if I forgot to lock it, I know I wouldn't leave the door open like this. The whole kitchen floor is wet with rain. I'm calling a locksmith first thing in the morning to come change the locks. Shit. I want to leave, but I don't even know where I'd go. I'm alone out here. Should I find a motel? And I just realized my wet clothes are gone. She stole my fucking clothes. And then someone responded to him. They said, if she was able to navigate in the house and she has no eyes, that means she's familiar with the house and the layout. She's been in there before and knows it well enough to walk around without bumping else into anything and making a lot of noise. He said, I didn't even think about this. I left and I'm in a motel. I'm sorry I haven't said anything in a while. This is like over a week later. I've been staying in a motel about an hour outside of town. When I left the house that night, I just kept driving until I felt like I was far enough away. I called a locksmith, but they weren't able to come out right away, and there was no way I was going back to the house without new locks, so I've been waiting it out until I can go back, basically doing nothing, jumping at every little sound and feeling crazy. Finally, a couple days ago, the locksmith called back and said he'd come out, so I checked out of the motel and got in my car to drive home. It was a pretty long drive back, and the closer I got to the woods, the worse I felt. In my head, I knew going back was wrong, but I just can't leave for good. I don't know. I can't explain it. I can't leave. I don't expect anyone to understand. I don't even understand. Anyway, I drove past town and reached the woods where the roads get worse and harder to drive on. They get twisty, and as you drive up to the house, you have to be careful not to hit deer. I almost always see a dozen or so deer on my drive, but today there were none. Not a single deer in sight. In fact, the woods seemed a lot quieter than usual. I could have been imagining it, but something definitely seemed off. I was almost ready to turn around when something darted across the road. It was so fast that I wasn't sure what I saw was really there at all. I panicked and swerved off the road and into a deep groove by the roadside. By the time I realized what had happened, the thing was gone. I have no idea what it was, but it was just a blur. I know it wasn't a deer. It was red. Like blood. Worse, my car was stuck. It's my mom's old car. This weak little two-wheel drive, and I couldn't manage to get it out of the groove. I sat there for a long time trying to figure out what to do. I knew it wasn't a good idea to walk the rest of the way, but if I didn't, I'd miss the locksmith, and I'd have to either spend the night in the house with the old locks or go back to the motel, which I couldn't afford. I wasn't too far from the house, so it made the most sense to walk the rest of the way and call a tow truck from home. I needed to meet the locksmith anyway, so I got out and started walking. Once I was outside, I realized I'd been right about the woods seeming quieter than usual. I couldn't hear any birds. It was dead silent. My footsteps seemed so loud, every twig that cracked under my shoe was like a bone breaking. I periodically checked my phone's GPS to make sure I was headed the right way. I had just rechecked my route and was about to put my phone away when I saw something that made my heart sink. It was another one of those artifacts, like the ones I'd seen on my first day here. But it had one of my gloves tied to it from the rainstorm last week. When I left my clothes by the fire pit to dry, there was a pair of gloves with them. And it's just another one of those weird triangle things with the glove in the middle. Mm-hmm. I knew that woman had taken my clothes that night, and this just confirmed it. I also knew I'd find the rest of my clothes before I even saw them, and sure enough, I found more of the artifacts not far from the first. I found my other glove, my socks, and a bandana. Everything that night except a sweatshirt I had been wearing. I left them alone this time. I didn't want to touch them. All I wanted to do was get back to the house, get the locks changed, and call a tow truck. I started jogging a bit, wanting nothing more than to get away. But after a while, I started to think that I should have been home already. I slowed my pace and took out my phone, but it couldn't calibrate this time. It couldn't locate me on the GPS. Still, I could hear the lake off to my left, which meant I should get to my house eventually, so I kept moving and tried not to think about getting lost. I must have gotten turned around because I was walking for what seemed like ages. I found myself in a part of the woods that seemed unfamiliar. I had no idea where I was, and then suddenly I saw something in the distance. Something bright, white, almost seeming to glow against the dark trees.
Let me take a look at this.
Yeah. Personally, I think they look like balloons.
I was gonna say eggs, but balloons sound better.
They're supposed to be eggs.
Okay.
Yeah. I couldn't figure out what it was from a distance, so I went closer. Trying to be as quiet as I could, when I actually got close enough to see what it was, my mouth fell open. It was eggs. Huge eggs, all in a cluster, like a nest.
How weird.
Yeah. They were enormous. It's hard to explain their size, but you can sort of see them in relation to my boot here.
They're like, what are those, Hatchimal?
Yes, like, but Hatchimal. Like really big fucking Hatchimals.
Oh, yeah.
I felt like I was dreaming. Before I even knew what I was doing, I touched one. I couldn't help myself. It was warm, and I had the sudden urge to smash it and see what was inside, but then just as quickly decided against it. I felt sick, like I was going to throw up if I didn't leave right away. I left the clearing and tried to listen for the lake, then headed in that direction. I got to the lake shore and felt a little better. Since I was out of the trees, I had a better view of my surroundings, and I was able to pinpoint my house. I never thought I'd be so happy to see it. The rest of the way back, I felt like I had vertigo. I couldn't make sense of everything that had just happened. I still can't. The locksmith arrived a little bit later and changed out the locks. Also, like, how did he beat the locksmith there, getting lost in the fucking woods? I called a tow truck and they got my car out of the ditch. But now I'm alone again and I can't stop thinking about what I saw. I can't figure any of this out. I don't know what's happening. At least I'm safe inside.
Every time a fan hits your back, it makes a sound. And it, like...
So that was on the 23rd of December. He didn't tweet again until the 29th. And he said, I heard something. Someone was outside. I was in the kitchen washing a glass, and I heard something outside on the deck. A scratching sound. And then it stopped. I thought I imagined it, but I heard footsteps. And for some reason, I just ran outside without thinking. I don't know what's wrong with me. I don't even know if I'm scared anymore. I just want answers. I can't be sure, but I think it was her. I saw someone running into the woods, but I couldn't catch her in time. I thought about chasing her, but I decided against it. I don't want to get lost out there at night. I turned around to go back inside, and that's when I saw what she'd been doing on the deck. I shouldn't be surprised by these artifacts, but this one was huge, taller than me, and it had my sweatshirt from the storm tied in the middle. And written behind it, like carved into the side of the house, is Fear the New Moon. Honestly, I was just going to leave it there. I'm sick of this. I was going to go back inside when I noticed there was something written on the wall. Fear the New Moon. What the fuck does that mean? I don't know where that woman got a fucking marker from. I don't like how fucking familiar she feels around my house and property. I hate that I consider this my house now. That this feels normal now. I want this to end. I guess the new moon was January 5th, and that was on the 29th of December that he had tweeted that, so it was only a week. Mm-hmm. January 4th. Almost over. It says there's going to be a storm tomorrow. The new moon is tomorrow, too. I should be fine if I just stay inside. It's been storming. This is January 5th, the day of. It's been storming all day and into the night. Thunder and everything. I've stayed inside all day. Nothing has happened yet. Maybe nothing will. Still, I'm nervous. I've been freaked out all day. Maybe I shouldn't have stayed. I don't know what's wrong with me. I should leave tomorrow. I'm not even really sure what I'm saying. I just need to occupy myself with something. Writing this makes me feel less alone, like I'm talking to someone. I can't do this anymore. I'm leaving tomorrow, first thing in the morning. I don't care about selling the house anymore. I just want to go home. I just need to make it through the night. Like, bro, leave now. Like, I don't...
Right.
I'll be fine if I stay inside. The locks are new and nobody can get in. I'll be fine. I'm going to go get some wine and stay in the upstairs bedroom tonight. It'll be okay. She's here. She was in the cellar. Fuck, I practically ran into her. She didn't even hear me because of the thunder outside. Her back was to me, and she was standing dead still in the middle of the room, just staring at the wall. I couldn't move. I was petrified. All I could do was stand there like a fool and stare at the back of her head, and then she turned around, and she spoke to me. She said she won't hurt me. She said she'd explain everything. I'm sorry this is all happening so fast. She's sitting in my living room right now. I can't believe this is happening. I'm just trying to make sense of this. She said she'd tell me everything. I'll be back. Okay, so I'll try to relay, obviously they had their little powwow. Mm-hmm. I'll try to relay everything she said, but there was so much of it, I can barely keep track of it all. I'll start at the beginning. First, she said she made the stick things for my protection. She says it's dangerous out here, and she was trying to protect me. When I asked what she was trying to protect me from, there was a long, quiet time. When she finally replied, I could barely hear her. There are things in the water. I didn't really believe her, but I didn't have any rational explanation for the things I'd seen. So instead, I just listened. Here's what she told me. A long time ago, something came from the sky and landed in the lake. It brought something with it, something ancient and strange. The people who lived here began to commune with it. They protected it from the outside world, devoted their lives to it, and in return, the thing gave them a gift. The people were blessed with abnormally long, healthy lives and many children, but it came with a price. I had so many questions, but I didn't know which ones to ask, so I just sat there in the silence and took it all in. The woman continued. In the beginning, there was just the one. It spent most of its time deep in the lake slumbering, but over time it made more. Instinctively, I asked about the eggs I saw in the woods. The woman nodded. There are many of them now, she said. They come from the water to lay eggs, and people take care of them, hide them away until they hatch. But when they hatch, they need to feed. At that point, I was starting to put two and two together. I thought about all the twins I've seen in town. She must have sensed my understanding because she spoke again. I told you there was a price. The people in this town are blessed with many children, but they don't get to keep them all. When the eggs hatch, the people must bring one of their own to the woods. The creatures need to eat. She was quiet again then. They start with your eyes. I asked her how she knew this, but I already knew the answer.
How do you know this, little eye lady?
I know because it happened to me, she said. When I was a girl, my father brought me into the woods with the others, offered me up to the newborns. She turned her head toward the window. Like she was gazing into the distance. They took my eyes. I waited until she was ready to speak again. It was a long time before she did. She told me how she was led to one of the eggs, how she watched it break open, how something came out of it. And before she knew it, something was on her, burrowing into her eyes. She wasn't sure of what happened next. She only remembers the searing pain, and then suddenly she was free. She doesn't know if she managed to push the creature off or if someone helped her, but she got away and ran into the woods. She ran until she couldn't breathe anymore. She was too scared to go home, so she stayed in the woods. Eventually, the forest became her home, and she's been there ever since. I felt completely bewildered. None of this made any sense to me, but at the same time, it did. I had so many questions I wanted to ask, but I couldn't sort my thoughts. I couldn't figure out what to say. Finally, I asked, "Why are you telling me this now after all this time?" The woman didn't say anything at first. She took a long, labored breath. It's the same every year, she said. They come out of the water in the fall, lay their eggs. A few of them begin to hatch early. They feed on animals in the woods. They need strength to make it back to the water. But most of them hatch when it's darkest, she turned to me. Even without eyes, I felt like she was staring right at me. Tonight is the new moon, she whispered. Tonight is the ceremony. My stomach began to sink as realization set in. realization about what was happening out there in the woods at that very moment. We have to do something to stop it, I said. I started to get out of my chair and she shook her head at me. She said there's nothing that I could do. It happens the same way every year. We can't stop it. But I wasn't listening anymore. I don't know what came over me and I jumped and ran out the door, ran into the woods. At some point the rain had stopped. It was dark. I couldn't see anything, but I could hear things all around me. Things moving through the trees. And I could see lights in the distance, fire or flashlights. I don't know, I had no idea where to go or what to do. More than once, something ran by me in the trees. I was using my phone as a flashlight and tried to take pictures of the trees, trying to see what was out there. But everything was happening so fast. I don't know what these are. And he took a bunch of these pictures in the trees. Of these, they look like people, just not like normal people.
Ew, those little red things?
Yeah.
Ew! It's like a little, like, musculoskeletal.
It's like a thing. Little zombie looking thing.
Gross.
Yeah. There's a better picture. He said, this is the clearest shot I could get. They all moved so fast. Nasty looking.
That's like a profile?
Yeah. Fucking nasty looking. Ew. Yeah. I ran for what seemed like an eternity. Ran in circles. I had no idea where I even was, and then somehow I was back in that clearing where the eggs had been, but now they were gone. Nothing but bits of shell on the ground. And he put, like, pictures of the shells.
Okay.
It was over. I was too late. It had already happened, and they'd cleaned everything up. I stood alone in the clearing. The lights in the distance were disappearing. It was getting quieter, and just like that, I was running again, running toward the lake. I don't even know why. I couldn't do anything. Branches scraped my face as I ran blindly through the trees. I reached the water, but there was nothing there. I saw some faint ripples out on the black. But beside that, it was silent. It was over. I was too late. I'm back at the house now. The woman is gone. It's quiet. I don't know what to say right now. I'm going to leave in the morning. I'm sorry, I just don't know what else to say. And then he did not tweet again until the 16th of January.
Mm-hmm.
10 days later. I'm still here. I'm alive. I left the house after that night. I decided not to sell it. I don't think anyone would buy it anyway. I locked the doors, I got in my car, and I left. I'm home now, trying to process everything. The morning after was so quiet and peaceful in the woods. It was like nothing had happened at all. I'm still not sure what to believe. It sort of feels like it happened to someone else. Or like I dreamed it. Sorry it took me so long to update. I wasn't sure what to say. I still have so many questions, and I might never have any answers. But something happened out there. I can't explain it, and I don't know if I could have done anything to stop it, but whatever it is, I can't let it happen again. That's why I'm not selling the house. The woman says this happens every year. She was telling the truth that maybe there's something I can do next time. I have to try. So I guess that's all for now. I'm heading back to school next week, so hopefully that will take my mind off things. I need to make some sense of normalcy again. I'm not sure when I'll tweet again. I need to take a break and get my head together, but I'll be back. I have to go back. I won't let it happen again. And there has not been another tweet on that profile since then.
What year?
2019, January 16th.
Alright, let me say that if you enjoyed this riveting story, you should follow the subreddit No Sleep.
Yeah, for real. That's very no sleepy.
Second, it's fake.
Oh, yeah. I don't believe it's real.
It's fake. I don't want to be that guy, but there was a couple photoshopped images. Plus, if you're taking that high of quality photos.
Yeah. Some of them were realistic, but, like.
The cellar ones were really realistic.
That was
like,
probably a real house.
The one, like, the first video of her standing there and, like.
Where it's just her head and it turns. Yeah. That looks like an animation.
It was almost, like, perfectly timed. Yeah. It was so steady and close. Like,
yeah.
If I was doing that, you'd see, like, half of my pocket. Yeah. Like,
you'd hear my breathing, like, my rapid breath. Yeah.
And it would be. Did you ever follow the Marvel Hornets series on YouTube?
No.
That's where Slender Man came from. Was the Marvel Hornet series. Before Slenderman was Slenderman, like, that was what it was.
That's where it came from.
And those, it was, like, the Blair Witch type, like, videos. It follows a guy who, like, wants to make movies.
Yeah.
And he goes in the woods because he wants this, like, to do, like, a scary story theme. And
found footage type deal.
And he starts going, like, kind of crazy, and his friends try to find him, and, like, it's all these things. But it's scary because it's realistic, and it's scary because it looks like home footage.
Right.
I feel like that whole story would be scarier if it was home footage.
Here's the thing. Here's my theory on why this is.
Unless it was shot on, like, iPhone X or something.
Right. Here's my theory on what this is. So, you guys probably all have heard of Dear David. If you haven't, stick around. We're going to cover that one, too. But it's this new... There's this new, like, Twitter horror. Like, internet horror. Like, Creepypasta probably kicked it off. And Reddit was probably the originator before that. Where people try to make out these stories that are posed as real. And they're really terrifying. And because they are prefaced with, this is a true story, people get very into them and are very scared of them.
And the fact that he responds, people replying to him. Yeah. And that's the whole no sleep thing. It also the way he narrated it and, like, the finite details that were, like, this is foreshadowing.
Mm-hmm.
But in the moment, you're, like, if I went to a diner and they didn't have eggs, I'd be like, it's kind of weird that this place doesn't have eggs, but I wouldn't mention the twins I saw.
Exactly.
That's like, a foreshadowing thing.
Yeah, exactly. It is structured like a book or like a movie script. And that brings me to the Dear David thing, where people don't believe Dear David was real. I'm conflicted on if I think it was a real thing that happened to that guy. I think some of it was real, and then I think he embellished some of it because it was taking off, and he is an artist.
Mm-hmm.
And it did a lot for his career as an artist online, and he is very successful today. And he did sign a movie deal for the Dear David story.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Which, great for him. Like, good for you. I'm not shaming him at all for that. But it makes me feel like whoever this Greg guy is hoping... I mean, he has 266 tweets, but 134,000 followers.
Definitely trying to follow that, especially, like, the professionalism of the pictures is totally like, this is gonna be so big and epic and...
Yeah. Very Blair Witch-looking pictures, like... Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's what I think it is. I think this guy... Very creative. Very good story.
Yeah, I was captivated.
Excellent story. Scared the shit out of me, and I knew it wasn't real.
If I were to read that in the dark by myself, I would be scared.
Which was the first time I read it.
Yeah.
And I was listening... I didn't just read it. I was listening to somebody, like, cover the story on a podcast and was going through the Twitter at the same time along with it. Very scared.
And that's why I didn't want to say anything during it, because I wanted some people to have that experience.
Where they're listening to somebody read it.
And they think, oh my god, this is scary as fuck. That's why I was like...
highly recommend that if you are listening to this, go pull up the Twitter and follow along.
I was biting my tongue real hard. I'm like such a hard skeptic.
And oh,
I'm
I
like,
know. And I wanted to like read it eloquently, but also a little bit dramatically. I was trying not to laugh like when it would be funny, but I couldn't help it. But... it was written like a story.
Yeah.
It was. It was written like a book. Even at the end when he's talking about his dialogue with her, it was very, like, scripted.
Like, oh, I'm the protagonist and I didn't know it type.
Right. Young she adult says, yep, novel. They eat people every year. And he's like, we have to stop it.
Right.
Meanwhile, he's been trying to get out of this fucking town the whole time. And now he's like, no, I need to end it. What are you don't even know what these things are.
It was honestly, like, if I saw this, like, weird, creepy-looking woman, I would be scared. I'd be like, I don't want to see her again. But if I did, and she was like, hey, I'll explain things to you, I'd be like, oh my god, thank god, you're normal.
Thank girl. Like, here, let's get some wine.
I don't
wine.
Care that you don't have
Take
eyes.
Your bottle.
I don't care that you don't have eyes. Just talk to me, please.
Like, yes, like, please, I don't want to be scared anymore.
We can be friends. Have a slumber party with me. I just don't want to be alone anymore.
Yes.
Stop coming to my house when I'm sleeping.
Yeah, if you want to hang out, just knock on the door. But yeah, I don't think it's real. I think genuinely, like, he was trying to, and hey, if he gets it, he gets it. Like, this would be a cute, like, Netflix movie, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I think that's all it is he's a creative person, maybe he's a writer or a, it might not even be a guy, it could be a girl, it's just Greg. Right. I mean, there's no, it's just a picture of trees on the profile. Before we end, I'm gonna read what the tweets were leading up to the whole thread.
Okay.
First tweet was the 22nd of July in 2018. Guess I'm going to try Twitter again. That's the very first one. He talks about binging shows. He says he tried to pay his bar tab with his movie pass card. He says then on the 30th of July of 2018, so a while before this all starts, a couple months before this all starts, he says the worst part about smelling eggs on the morning train is you don't know if someone is eating a breakfast sandwich or someone ate a breakfast sandwich an hour ago. So tweet about eggs. That's a small little thing, but, like, I think it's interesting.
Yeah.
Then he tweets about another TV show. He tweets about a cocktail coming in two separate glasses. Then he posts a picture of his breakfast on the 16th of August of 2018.
It's Eggs Benedict.
It is Eggs Benedict.
Okay.
Then he tweets on the 27th, my grandpa died. Never knew him, but still. My mom never wanted to talk about him, and I never really asked. Then he posts a picture of a slug on the 29th of October, and then the thread starts.
Also, the images that he's posting before all this stuff happens, it's almost the same quality.
Yeah.
It's very, like, high quality, like, I have a nice camera, I'm gonna capture this.
Yeah.
And I feel like, intentionally, he did lay those things out. Like, I'm gonna try making a couple casual tweets before I start this whole, like, thing I have planned. Because if I... Listen, my Twitter is all about all kinds of chaotic shit.
Oh, yeah, there's no theme to my Twitter.
No! One minute I'm talking about how great and awesome I am, and the next minute I'm talking about how I want to die, and, like, nobody... and true I don't expect that, anybody to see it. Like, I get zero likes, zero retweets.
Yeah, I have, like, 30 followers.
I don't care. And if... shit hit the fan somewhere, and I'm like, there's someone sitting in my closet.
I'm not going to Twitter.
I'm going to take this shitty picture and post it to Twitter. First of all, if I ever even have the energy to post that shit to Twitter, it's going to be the most disgruntled, unintelligible shit you've ever read.
Listen, I'm going to get it first, and then I will tweet about it. Because Amanda will just be too shaken up to tweet about it. She'll text me. And we'll just freak out together.
I'd be like, Ashley, I found this, like, witchcrafty thing.
Come stay with me at this abandoned cabin that my grandfather left for me in his will.
Tell me what these things mean. I don't know.
Tell me what this means. Honestly, I was looking at it, and the little triangle things that she was leaving, obviously, he claims they were protection things. They remind me of, like, what the elements are drawn as. Have you ever seen the elements drawn in the different triangles?
No.
It's a witchcraft rune, I'll show you. But they're... air, earth, fire, and water, they each have their own special triangle with special lines through them in certain spots that dictate the each individual element. That's what it reminded me of. So he probably, like, he claims, like, touts that it's witchcraft. He probably just, like, Googled witchcraft on Pinterest and found shapes. Like,
yeah. Witchcraft images.
Witchcraft symbols, and then, like, you can literally on Pinterest, like, it's just a page, it's a graphic of what the witchcraft symbols are.
Uh-huh.
So... still very scary. Excellent story. Well done. If it's real, I hope you didn't die. Let us know, because if this is really fucking happening, like, the world may end, so we gotta figure that out.
I did really like how those little, like, fleshy guys looked at the end.
That was,
like,
interesting.
Those are the kind of blurry images I want to see throughout that genuine. Whole... Yeah, I like those.
That looks like you were scared and running through the woods.
Yeah, because the girl without the eyes could have been special effects, but to go through that effort to
just
take...
a bald cap, you know?
To take blurry images of some fleshy guys, that's a lot of effort.
If a girl is standing in your cellar... you're taking, like, a hip shot. You're not pulling your phone out and getting, like,
this, like, portrait of her with, like, wine bottles on each side, and the lighting looks like Skyrim. And
And another thing about that is when he takes that video of her, the original video, there's no hair on her head. But in the picture in the cellar, there's, like, little strands of straggly hair on her head. I don't know.
It could have been the lighting, though, too.
Maybe. It's just not realistic, in my opinion. I don't think it's real. If it is, though, hope you're fucking okay, dude.
The Dear David one did scare me.
That one really, and I do think, personally, the Dear David, I think, started with real things. Like, I think that did genuinely happen to him, and I think because it popped off, he kind of embellished the end of it.
Yeah.
But maybe not.
Possibly. Who knows?
I got him a movie deal, so good for him.
For sure.
Sorry that was so long. I tried to speed read.
You gotta captivate while also being quick. It's a hard job.
It is a hard job. I also worked 9 hours today, so I'm not very captivating right now.
I worked, like, I don't know. I got it, like, an hour early.
Very nice. Thanks for listening.
I'm tired, too.
You can find us at...
Ashley's on a spurt.
Crime in the Coconut on Instagram. At CITC Podcasts on Twitter. You can find this thread at Gregory88, GR3GORY88. And send us what you think is really fucking going on with Greg here at crimethecoconut@gmail.com.
Get to Twitter. I know you haven't opened that shit in 5 years. You made, like, 3 tweets. I guarantee the experience will be more captivating.
If you're able to follow along. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I may try to post images. I don't know if I can do that or not. I'm definitely going to post at least, like, a screenshot of the Twitter.
I would.
So mm-hmm. people can find it. Because yeah. I don't want Greg to hunt me down and be like, these are my pictures! So I might
copyright.
Just...
Copyright!
I might just post the picture of the Twitter. So we'll see what I do.
All right. Thanks, everybody.
I'm tired.
Sleep tight after that one. I was going to take a shower, but now I'm scared.
And I'm scared.